Hello?
Hello.
So, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you? How's school?
Pretty good. What were you talking about? Well, you said I haven't returned your emails.
Yeah?
Well, what emails have you sent me?
I don't know, a couple a while ago, but you never answered. And I also, oh, sorry. I also, yeah, are you gonna be in town on the 22nd?
Yeah, I should be.
Well, are you gonna come to my caroling party?
But of course, don't I always?
No.
I did last year.
That's not always. But are you
Well,
coming?
how many times have I been invited?
You've been invited probably every single time.
And I've come probably every
No,
single
you
time.
haven't.
Probably.
No, you haven't.
Well, if
I
you work
know
out
that
the.
1 year only one person came, and it was not you.
Well, if you work out the probabilities, and I've come every single time.
Okay.
Or there's a certain probability, like
So you will
Schrodinger's
be here
cat.
then.
What?
So you will be here then.
Yeah.
Good.
Like Schrodinger's cat, do you know what that is?
No.
It's like simultaneously alive and dead because. It's quantum possibilities. Like if you put a cat in a box and you've got, I think, a radioactive isotope that has certain half-life, and there's a certain chance that, when it decays, an escaping neutron will set off a canister of poison to kill the cat. If it's a 50-50 chance that that canister of poison will be released, then as long as the cat is in the box and you don't open the box, then the cat is simultaneously alive and dead.
Can oh man, there's another call.
Oh, is there? Go
Yeah,
ahead.
can I take it or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, there? Good, good, good.
Anyway, so yeah, I'll come.
Okay, good.
What were your emails concerning?
Oh, just this and that. See how you were. You're very bad at replying, so I stopped pretty much.
Oh, I see. Well, the only email I know that I got of yours was about the caroling party, and I thought I
Well, I
replied to
did
that.
send a happy or yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Did you? I don't remember that, but if I got it, it should still be on my computer, or at least on my friend Tony's.
Is it stormy where you are?
Yeah, it's been pretty bad the last couple days.
Oh, cool. Cause it we're having hey, we're having lightning and rain and thunder. Lightning goes with thunder and yeah.
You know what, though?
It's beautiful.
I know. I love the rain, don't you?
Huh?
I said I love the rain, don't you?
Oh, I love it. It's a beautiful day.
Ah.
I was standing out in it for a while, and it hailed too.
Oh, it
Big, huge hail.
didn't hail here,
I'm sorry.
but I was standing out in the rain. And the other day, I walked across campus in the rain with no umbrella. So it was nice. But, no, at night, I didn't have to go. I just was hungry, and all the food's on the other side of campus. But we had an earthquake here the other day.
Oh, did you? Could you feel it?
Yeah, my dorm is built on the Hayward Fault, and the Hayward Fault was where the earthquake was centered.
Oh, that is so cool. How far were you from the epicenter?
It was a small earthquake. We were about maybe 10 miles.
10 miles. What
Yeah.
do you know the Richter?
It was pretty low. I don't remember exactly what it was.
So you probably have no clue as to what the Mercalli scale was then.
No, it's probably about 3 Richter.
Richter?
Yeah.
Okay. But you wouldn't know the Mercalli, would you?
No, I
They
wouldn't.
probably wouldn't tell you either.
Yeah, I mean, so how am I supposed
Well,
to
they
know?
might, but
You're
you
the
probably wouldn't get
geology
to.
one.
I know, it's cool.
Hey, guess what?
Huh.
Next semester, I'm gonna take English 45C.
Which is?
Well, it's a prerequisite to the English major. But they're doing a Thomas Pynchon book.
And?
Oh, and Thomas Pynchon's my favorite author.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, you should have.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well,
When
anyway.
was the last time I talked to you? Were you here during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was.
Why didn't you call?
I don't know. I didn't do much with anyone.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I was upset because you didn't invite me to your little shindig, and I found out about it too late.
Well, I didn't know you were in town.
Oh. Well, you could have called, or
But
you
I
could.
knew you were in town like after you left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I was just insulted that you didn't invite me, so I didn't.
Well, I was insulted that you didn't call.
Oh.
I had
So you
no way of
didn't invite
knowing
me.
that you were in town. You never emailed me. You never called me, so.
Well, I didn't get your Thanksgiving greeting.
Yes, you did.
Well, maybe. I
You
don't. I don't.
probably got it on Thanksgiving.
I don't
When was the
remember
last
it.
time you checked?
I check all the time. I do.
You just don't write.
But your name.
Yeah.
Wait, is your name, like, still Cookie? Because, like, the last one I got was, like, Francisco Gutierrez. Was it always, like, Francisco Gutierrez?
Oh, that's the email. Well, it's under my father's name. But
so you don't have
no one
account?
Uses it but me, so I might go in and change it.
Oh, I see. Anyway.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What time is Zach going to get home?
I don't know. He went to go pick up Ben.
Oh.
How many times do I have to tell you that?
I don't know. Well, it's just like he left so abruptly.
Huh?
He left so abruptly. I mean, I called and...
Well, that's because Ben had just called or something.
I wanted to tell Zach something important.
Well, you can tell me and I'll relay it.
Well, it's not too important, but to you at least, but to him it might be. Well, in one of his emails to me, he ended it by saying something like, "I'm the walrus cuckoo-ca-choo."
Cuckoo-ca-choo, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I was going to tell him the correct words would be goo goo gajoob. And that.
Why is that?
Huh?
I think Zach's right, but.
No, actually, in the song it is goo goo gajoob.
Yeah.
And also, I thought he'd be interested to know that it comes from Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to remember that?
You want me to write this down?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well then hold on.
Okay.
Okay. To Zach. From, who are you again? Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Now, repeat.
It's a goo goo gajoob.
Goo.
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 Ga.
Okay, do you want me to put G-A-H or just G-A?
G-A.
Okay.
And then J-O-O-B.
Okay.
And it, in the song, "I Am the Walrus" by the Beatles, it that's what it says, and it comes from Finnegan's Wake.
Wait, I'm on Beatles.
Okay.
Okay, from...
Finnegan, no apostrophe.
A-N...
No apostrophe,
okay.
S. And then W-A-K-E. And you should note the fact that there's no apostrophe, because it throws a whole new light onto the meaning of the title.
No... note. No apostrophe.
Yeah, but anyway,
Okay.
And, like, the first chapter of Finnegan's Wake talks about, like, a Humpty Dumpty type guy. And so, I am the Eggman, I think I've interpreted the song somewhat. Although, other parts of it talk about Lucy in the Sky, and it's purely a Beatles self-reference. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting, that Goo Goo Gajoob comes from that. Although, and also in the end of the song, they have a couple lines from King Lear, like the last line of the song. Well, it's not really singing, but it says, "Sit you down, father, rest you."
Nice accent.
Oh, thank you. I've got better ones.
I know you do.
I mean, I was calling people up the other day, like I don't know, we were just having fun.
You didn't call me.
No, having fun, like, with people around Foothill that we kind of knew, but we weren't telling them that it was us, people in my suite, and we're all like, "Hello, you know, I'm calling about the water leak. You called us about the water leak. You know, when would be a good time for me to come in tomorrow?"
Like, you are an odd, strange man there.
Just doing weird accents. But I am my child.
I don't doubt it. Do you still hang out with, like, Trina and Hien and Andrew?
I don't hang out much with Trina now. We had a little falling out of sorts.
Why?
It wasn't over much. She's an emotional girl, though.
Oh, well, what happened?
I have been hanging out with Andrew. I'm going to church with Andrew, thinking about becoming Catholic.
That would be strange. What are you now?
A non-denominational Christian.
Uh-huh. Did you go to church before?
A little. But
not like OLPH.
No, right. And, although I've been reading a lot of James Joyce, and he's very anti-Catholic, so...
Hold on a second. Don't drink from the tap. Okay.
Oh, but anyway,
Don't ask.
Falling out with Trina.
Uh-huh.
I won't ask about the tap.
Not you, anyway. Chris. Zach's friend.
Chris, Zach has a friend?
Yeah, amazing, huh?
No, I mean, like, one that I don't know.
Yeah, he's from... Where are you from again?
A long ways away.
A long ways away. He's from school.
Uh-huh. Wisconsin?
Northern Minnesota.
Northern Minnesota.
Ow.
It's a long way away.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I won't repeat that. And
okay.
Very far. And he drove home with Zach.
Oh, that's nice.
And I guess he's staying until, what, the 20th? And then he's flying away.
When is Zach coming up to visit me?
He was going to come today, but he didn't.
Is he ever going to?
Yeah, I think he's planning to.
I mean, like, before Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wanted to take me, but I have finals. When are
I
you
just had
up?
My My first final today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had my first final last week, but the real finals start next week.
I see.
And I finished my lab final yesterday.
Your lab final?
Mm-hmm. Geology lab.
I had my astronomy final today. Three-hour final. Finished it in 1:15, because I am rad.
That's how long it took me to finish my 3-hour final, if that makes you feel any better.
I like the first one done, because I'm fucking rad.
Nice language there.
That's a line from a song. It is, by Pavement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I believe you.
Oh, anyway, sorry.
Just never hear you swear, that's all.
I know, I don't usually.
I didn't think so.
But, like I said...
You know what? People apologize around me when they swear. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
I don't apologize. I was just explaining it's a line from a song. Grave Architecture.
Not you. Most people, though. Around me. I mean, they won't apologize to anybody else but me. Like, I care.
Well, the thing is...
Oh, Zach's home.
I don't usually swear, though, like you said. But anyway, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
We're on another subject. Just
probably.
It bothers me when we get off subject.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Oh, Trina, falling out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I'm being recorded. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, following that train, it was just kind of dumb. Like, one time I was talking with her, and she said something about how she got a C on her first English paper, and I said, that's too bad. Then she just kind of blew up at me and said, no, you're happy that I got a C because you like it when I fail or something like that. And I said,
well, I think that's probably coming from something that happened earlier then. I mean, if she blew up like that.
No, I mean, it's
things like a woman, dear.
Huh? No, but okay.
No.
It didn't happen directly. I mean, the blowing up happened sort of slowly. I don't know all the little details.
You don't know all the little details?
I'm sorry.
I'll ask Trina then. She'll know. She'll probably have a detailed account.
But anyway, listen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she said she got mad, and then I said no. She was saying that I'm too competitive, and that's kind of how it arose, and I was saying that I wasn't competitive.
Uh-huh.
And then she said I was glad that she failed, and I said, no. And I said, well, like, I mean, the only way I'd be glad at all would be, like, you know, if I was feeling bad because I got, say, like, a B-, but then I saw you got a C, then I wouldn't feel as bad because I'd say, well, other people are doing bad, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so then and she started getting mad about... Zach!
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Get off the phone, Terry, now!
Do I have to get off the phone, Dustin?
Please,
Dustin? It's your call here.
Zach?
Please.
Zach, could I call you back? Because I'll have to explain.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait, you're going to have to call back here again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, okay, so... So then we started talking, and she started saying all this stuff, and she was just kind of mad and thought I was being competitive and all this stuff, and then she asked me if I thought that she deserved, like, the English award for our school, and I said no. I apologized after that as all of that. Actually, that was probably nice of me to say, but then I was all, you know, that is, like, how I feel, but it's not how I would like to feel.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so then we got mad at each other. It's like we're not, like, actively vehement towards each other.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Is that an adjective or is it just adverb? I guess vehement.
You tell me, you're the English major.
No, anyway. But at the same time, I don't know. I just haven't really wanted to be her friend since that. I guess it is an adjective.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you figured it out.
Anyway, I don't know, so I just haven't really been hanging out with her too much. I mean, we're still cordial with each other, but at the same time, we're not the best of friends. Anyway.
I'm sorry to hear that, though.
I think I am a little cocky, but not too much. Yeah, actually, I was wrong, and I have no excuse anymore.
Well,
no, wait, I just thought of something. No, I was wrong about what I said before, because it goes, and the hood's so rad, and I'm fucking glad, and I said fucking rad.
Oh, that. I'm sorry.
No, but anyway, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey,
I misquoted Pavement.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. It no me importa.
Okay.
Okay?
That's cool.
Yeah. Guess what? I have to tell you, because I'm,
what?
Like, so happy. You know how I was taking... Did I tell you I was taking American Sign Language?
Yeah.
I might become an interpreter.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't that be so rad? And it's like to pay my or to help pay for college and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because the starting salary for an interpreter is $15 an hour with a minimum of 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you automatically get 30.
Well, guess what?
Hmm.
I might become a DC worker.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Working in the dining commons.
Ah.
Serving food.
Because
I've never had a job in my life, and the only experience I have is, like, serving homeless people for CSF.
Uh-huh.
So.
So, well, there you go. You're qualified.
I am qualified.
Well, like, when do you... Oh.
Let's start next... Huh?
When do you start?
Next semester.
Cool. Is it, like, certain?
Huh?
Is it certain?
It's pretty certain. It's, like, $6.13 an hour, and I make my own hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool.
I like it, too. It shouldn't be too hard.
It's not as good as $15 an hour, but it's pretty good.
That's true. let's see, what was
I'm
gonna tell you?
I'm getting up in the phone cord. Here we go. That's
Rapunzel,
not good.
Rapunzel. It's from
what?
Airplane. Airplane. Never mind. The tower. Rapunzel. You ever seen Airplane?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a weird guy.
Okay.
There's a sale at Penny's. Anyway.
You are odd.
No. What were we talking about?
Your job.
No, before that.
Trina?
After that?
I don't know. You were apologizing for misquoting.
Yeah. But that's not the point. It had something to do with when you brought up, did I tell you I'm taking American Sign Language? And then
okay, so what about it?
I don't know.
Are you talking about, like, what I want to do or what you want to do?
I don't know. I don't remember. It bothers me when I can't remember.
I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you, though.
I know, I just have, like, a...
What's that?
I was a spoon dropped.
Oh.
But it was, I don't know, I have a good memory, but...
Obviously not today.
No. I always do this, though. Fleeting things just don't stick.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't know. I'm trying to think, but...
Don't
it's like I'm getting sidetracked. It's like... Little pointsman switching my trains. trains of thought, that is.
Yeah, I know. I figured that one out.
anyway. Because now it's like all I can think about from American Sign Language is Congo. And I don't think American Sign Language is the exact thing that triggered my thought that I was going to tell you about.
Congo? They don't use too much sign language in Congo.
What?
They don't use too much sign language in Congo.
Not in the movie.
Right.
I'm talking about the book.
Oh, well, you can't see it in the book.
But they talk about American Sign Language all the time. It's, like, one of the focuses of the book, and it's about... And, like, it's how they get away from the apes in the end.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. Because they have this... Another gorilla that can use sign language, and it figures out the sign language that the other apes use to talk to each other.
Oh.
And it talks to the apes. Which reminds me of my favorite Far Side. There's these two gorillas sitting around... And one of them says, and they're, like, eating bananas, and there's a big pile of banana peels. I slipped on a banana peel today, but that's besides the point. First time I've ever seen anyone in real life slip on a banana peel.
Anyway.
There's a big pile of banana peels, and they're eating more bananas. They've got a couple little things of bananas. Bushels? What do you call them? Bushels of bananas?
Bunches.
Munches. There you go. 6 foot, 7 foot, eight foot bunch.
Yeah, right.
Okay, anyway, two of them, they're kind of big, fat gorillas. And one of them says to the other, he goes, you know, Sid, I really like bananas. I mean, I know that's not profound or nothing. Heck, we all do. But for me, I think it goes much more beyond that. That's my favorite Far Side.
I'm so happy.
Are you?
Yeah, my favorite Far Side is Midget Westerns. And the title of the movie is Hang 'em Not So High.
That's kind of dumb.
But I like it, though.
I know. It reminds me of you, though. Like something you'd find funny.
It is something I find extremely humorous. I keep it up on my bulletin board.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I had my favorite far side up on my cork board. Actually, I don't think I have any pictures of you on my cork board.
I don't have any pictures of you. What a coincidence.
What? How's that a coincidence? You should give me a senior picture. I never got one.
I don't think I got one of yours.
Actually, wait, I did get one of yours.
You did?
It's like a white background and you're wearing like dark blue. I think. Dark
I don't
blue?
Think so.
No?
I don't think so.
You're wearing something. White background, though.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm positive.
I don't remember anything with a white background. Gray, brown,
gray
and
maybe.
Outside.
Real light gray.
Not white. There's one where there's a white curtain.
White curtain, same
in
thing.
It, but it's not the whole background. And I'm not wearing dark blue. I'm
some dark clothes.
You have to show me.
Dark clothes. Let me find it. Mm-hmm. I probably have it around
gray
here
clothes.
Somewhere. Huh?
Gray clothes.
Well, dark.
You'll have to show me.
Let me find it.
Okay.
I've got to have it around here somewhere. Oh, I got a Debbie Gibson folder.
Why?
Biff gave it to me.
Oh, Biff?
Mm-hmm. Where was the Biff?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Well.
Why did she give you a Debbie Gibson folder?
Because she likes Debbie Gibson.
Yeah. Does she really?
Okay, you're wearing green, and it's a real light gray background.
It's a brown background.
It's real light gray.
It's brown.
No, it's almost white.
It's brown.
It's almost white.
Am I wearing like a suit?
No, it's a green sweater.
It's a sweater.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's not my senior picture. Now
what
I know
that?
What you're talking about. That was just a headshot I needed. I needed to have a picture of me with a headshot for some award that I was getting.
Oh.
And
well,
it was just taken at Expressive Portraits. That was not my senior picture.
Oh, well, give me a real senior picture then.
Okay. You have to come here.
Huh?
You have to give me one of yours, too.
I don't know if I have any left.
I didn't think so.
Actually, I probably do.
You want me to give you one of mine?
I have some left. Nobody wanted mine.
I have plenty left myself, because I got them after graduation.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No wonder I don't have one.
Huh?
No wonder that I don't have one.
Most people don't have one.
I can imagine.
Because they came while I was in Europe.
Oh, speaking of that,
mm-hmm.
I think that might have been one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Or ask you about, and I think it had to do with when we were talking about American Sign Language, although I don't know what exactly triggered it.
Oh, well, what was it then?
Oh, how are you doing with that guy that you said you fell in love with or whatever?
I talk to him every once in a while. We sorted it out, sort of.
Sorted it out?
sorted it out, yeah.
So do you think you're in love with him still?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he think he's in love with you?
Probably.
So, what do you mean you sorted it out then?
Okay, but we don't want a long-distance relationship.
Mm.
So we're just trying to keep it as friends, if possible. But I might see him this summer.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we talk about once a month now.
Where does he live?
He lives in Nevada, Winnemucca, Nevada.
Nevada, Nevada, the dream
Winnemucca.
Of every girl. Nevada,
cool.
Nevada, the acorn to the squirrel.
Anyway.
Hmm?
I don't doubt it. Did you meet some guy named Forrest Madewell?
Forrest Madewell?
Yes.
What a stupid name.
Well, my mom calls him Woody Biltgood.
That's a stupid name. That's the dumbest name I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, well, you know what was bad, though, is that anytime we were together on tour, anytime people saw us, like, especially, like, his roommate would do this. He'd be like, run, Forrest, run. And I wouldn't have heard him. Hi.
You know what?
What?
Your mom has strange nicknames for everyone.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I'm just recalling yours.
Okay. Oh, I remember mine. It's not totally true. I don't think it was true at the time either.
Okay, which one are you thinking of?
Well, which one are you thinking of?
He calls you Dusty now, but...
Oh, which one are you thinking of?
No, I asked you first.
No, just tell me.
I was kind of thinking of Woody, but not Woody. Freudian slip when you talk about... never mind. Okay, no. Which one?
Huh? I was thinking just in case.
Ah, yeah. Uh-huh.
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking of... I was pretty much thinking of Dusty. That's what she calls me now.
Oh, Dusty.
Dusty.
I see.
You don't look like a Dusty to me, though.
Actually, I went by Dusty for a good portion of my life.
Not anymore.
No.
What's that beeping?
What?
What's that beeping?
Oh, that was my roommate's computer.
Ah. It is not call waiting. It was. I know what call waiting sounds like. Thank you. Anyway.
Anyway, though.
No offense. No. Huh?
I said, anyway.
Is it time up?
No. We have a couple minutes.
Okay.
But.
Because I wasn't timing. I'm assuming you are.
I think. I don't know. I don't know exactly what time we started, but I think we should have a couple minutes left.
Okay.
Oh. But I'm coming home the 19th or 20th. Wait, if Zach comes up, how long is he going to stay?
I don't know. Hold on. Zach? Yes. If you go to Berkeley, how long are you going to stay?
I don't know.
A couple days.
We'll tell him to come up later and stay until, like, the 19th, and then I can get a ride home with him.
Okay, hold on. Where are you, Zach? Dustin said that come up later and then stay like a couple days and he'll get a ride back with you on the 19th.
On the 19th?
Yeah, so go up, I guess, around the 17th. Do the math. He can't do that.
Oh, you can't?
You can't?
The reason I can't is that,
Are you going out of town?
No, the reason why don't you shut up? No, the reason is that, I have to go drive him to LAX.
He's got to drive Chris to LAX on the
night. Oh. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
In that case, just come up early, and then we'll hang out.
Okay.
And I'll get a ride home with Andrew probably on the 20th or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, if you see Andrew, because he hasn't... I know I sent him an invitation, too. If you see him,
mm-hmm.
Make sure he knows.
For the caroling
party?
Oh, caroling.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I knew what I was thinking about.
I know. My caroling is fun.
Yeah.
Of course, well, I only got invited like 1 year.
Oh, come on. You've been invited every year.
Sure.
Anyway, tell him that he's invited if in case.
Yeah, I really enjoy hot wax dripping on my hands.
I don't mind that, actually.
I'm just kidding.
So.
My friend? Oh, you really love my friend Jason Coe.
Why?
I don't know. He's just, you'd love him.
Is he cute?
Yeah, actually. Actually, I think, what?
No,
I don't know. He's just,
Is he just funny?
Not even that. Like, he's very funny, but then he's also, like, very...
I meant, like, funny odd.
No, he's like, funny, and then he has, like, I don't know, like, three... Well, okay, I said something about him dressing up in Charles Dickens clothes and going caroling with his family.
Uh-huh.
And he's all, well, I've only done that 3 times. But he does that. I mean, only 3. I could understand only 1, but he's very into the, he's very into a lot of things.
Well, he's invited too.
Huh?
You can tell him that he's invited if he's in Bakersfield on the 22nd.
Okay.
Pop on over to my house.
You'd like him though.
Well, invite him then.
Okay. Anyway, I should probably let you go.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Mhm. Are you gonna call back or not?
Yeah.
Did you get everything finished with Zach?
Yeah, I'm going to call Zach.
Like now?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you later.
Okay.